Staff report. Gail, you want to start?
We have a new benefits manager who started on August 31st. I'd like you to meet Tim Hoppe.
Hey, welcome.
Had a number of years of experience in with retirement plans and benefits, so we're very excited to have him. He's started the orientation and onboarding process. We're shaking it up and doing something different with that, so we'll see how that goes. But we're very happy to have him.
Did you tell him that today was an actual shorter meeting?
Short meeting day.
Two days.
Okay. Did we provide advance warning this was not a typical board meeting?
Yeah, we typically have a dinner, the whole thing.
Yeah. don't give the chair any ideas. We're 2 days.
We also did just hire a member services manager who's going to be starting on Monday, September 14th. So we're happy to have her come aboard. So that's all I had for now.
Good thing you didn't have her here today.
Sign a letter.
Scare him off.
Really?
Nothing today.
Kirk? All right. Heard from Tim, but again?
You'll hear one more from me. Last week, on the way up to the Veris conference, staff stopped by Portland to do the on-site visit with Wastewater Capital Management. That was a successful on-site. TTE even went out and saw some of the operations in the field. Literally in the field, you have to wear special shoes.
I bet.
You
have to wear a hard hat.
More special.
Welcome to.
More special than you usually see.
Right. Welcome to my world.
So that's a successful visit and successful contracting process ahead of us, hopefully. The other heads up is next week's meeting, we're going to have presentations from Aether on the real asset side. 2 weeks. And we're also have a follow-on real estate from Sigler Job that's basically a subset of the real estate. And of course, end of the month, we have our 2-day work.
I'm not seeing Karen.
Step here.
All right. Harvey?
Oh,
side professional.
Of course, please. You want to hear more from me.
Absolutely.
Could you give us a little bit more on the brown?
You have
brown
until 24 after.
My gift to you is no comment.
All right. Any trustee comments?
Yeah, I'm going to be on vacation from the 23rd of September to October 17th, so I won't be around for Paris or, yes, Jerry? So I won't be around then, so I'll miss the next two meetings. But Louie's going to be here.
I'll be here for you, Jerry.
Yeah.
I just wanted to take the comment opportunity to thank Reed Smith, Karen, who's not in the room, and Kirk. Today was a long day, but a lot of work went into today. Recognize that in the weeds, way in the weeds, a lot of factual assimilation, compilation. So it's very important that all that was done. The decision ultimately is ours, but appreciated all of the preparation and the work. Daunting, but well worth it once you get through it.
But, and I was going to just report the CalPERS conference I went to at Pepperdine. Both of us went to it. Very helpful, very informative, and they just keep you working. You don't sit around much.
Yeah, there's no downtime at that thing.
No, there was zero beach time, although my staff wouldn't tell anyone I was in Malibu. She's at a university studying. But it was just, I mean, they kept us going pretty, but no, very, very helpful, very interesting.
Because they have evening activities, so you can't. You just
well, they were evening work activities.
Yeah.
Although I will admit, they did have one of our round tables down at Duke's. And then I did feel like I was back home in Hawaii, so that was good.
Well, that was good until we started having to work
again. We had to work. You had 40 minutes off, and then you're working.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
So we should bring the blue for the next meeting?
Yes, Gail. Are we going to
We're going to look at schedules.
Yeah, okay.
We need an actuary.
So we should hang on to these.
Yes, thank you. But yes, hang on to these and keep them available. We don't want them to send these out again.
No.
Particularly if you have trouble sleeping, it works really well.
Right. We have a closing request from Jerry Holcomb.
One sec before we close.
Oh, go, sorry.
Two things. One, Harvey did a wonderful job, and our off staff did a wonderful job. I agree with Scott in presenting everything today. I want to ask the chair to possibly, if we have anything of this magnitude again, which it's hard for, to figure that out, but that we schedule that almost on an independent day, just so that it doesn't affect other agenda items and push everything around. If we can anticipate that.
If we thought it was going to be 4 hours, but I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I think we see some of these are going to be 3 and 4 hours.
That's possible.
It could be.
Of just presentation from the people and from staff and stuff.
If there's the potential for a large takeaway, I would expect it to take a fair amount of time, and I think the idea is a great one.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah.
We can see it coming.
I'm sorry, Harvey.
I appreciate all the comments, but I should take the opportunity to thank my colleague here, Maytag Chin, who most of you haven't met yet, but possibly in passing, who did the yeoman's work on the investigation, assembling all this data and staying on top of it. Making the report coherent, I hope.
Well, as Jerry said, that's your fault?
Well, Jerry, that'd be your life.
No. All right, so I can get myself enough trouble without your help, Louis.
Months of work to unearth all this stuff.
And well done.
I appreciate the patience that you had to go through it. I know this is a difficult decision to have to make, but a responsible one, I think, and one that sends an important message.
I agree.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And my second item is I realized that I did vote to accept the minutes of July 8th, 2015, earlier this morning, or yesterday, whatever time it is. but I noticed a discrepancy in item 12, and I know this is not, but I just want to maybe staff could look into this. But item 12, first off, it says that I am present in the on the agenda, on the minutes. But item 12, you see that Pigeon was present for subsequent discussion and voting, and then I have no vote for item number 12, or no abstention.
Did you step out?
Well, it says Pigeon was present for subsequent discussion and voting. There's a discrepancy of that should say that I left, or I can't recall.
I think you weren't. I recall reading thinking. I think that's when Will was gone. So I think you probably should say Pigeon was not present for subsequent.
Yeah, and I'm not sure.
After Jerry, I've got something too.
Yep.
I say Jerry's going to have a closing, so you have something.
Yeah, I don't want to. Are you referring to Nancy Patty?
Yeah, I was going to say Nancy.
Okay, then I'll let you go with it.
Yeah, I'd like to at least comment today on the routine items. The name Nancy Fatten appears down there, Fahden. I happen to know Nancy many years ago, but. It should be noted she died at the age of 92. She was the first female member of the Contra Costa Board of Supervisors.
She was.
And she had she was a very interesting woman. Her husband was also a dentist as well, so that's how I knew Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Will, yep. That's right. You know Wilbur. So, but Nancy was a very nice lady, and so that's a noteworthy accomplishment on her part. She was a very active politician and I think a good representative for her constituents. So I'd like to ask the board to consider adjourning in her memory.
That's a really nice honor. She was an old family friend, actually a client of mine. Yeah. So that's a really nice gesture.
And she was a neighbor of mine and helped me with the situation where I lost a friend in a glacier up in Alaska. And she helped create a search thing and do some stuff to put the wife and me at ease regarding what had happened. She was a wonderful, wonderful person and actually had a lot to do with the bocce courts down in Martinez and the waterfront park besides her duties as supervisor. She moved, as many of you know, up to the mountains in St. Helena, between St. Helena and Calistoga, and they developed the Fadden Winery, and the boys are still working there, and that's where she lived the last 20 years, I believe, of her life and was very happy there.
Yep. Since that time, of course, there have been many distinguished female members of the board. And yes, but she helped blaze the trail for you folks.
She did.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, she did.
Yep.
That's a nice gesture.
Nice gesture.
Very nice.
Extraordinary person.
Okay, is there anything formal beyond that that we need to do? And put that as at least a closing comment on our minutes.
Adjourn in her honor. Adjourn in memory.
Adjourn in memory of Nancy Fadden.
Thank you.
Thank you all for a long day.